With Camo from Nashville Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.
Your crack of dawn, Monday morning coffee, strong pouring, everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. Your power stroke, diesel, backhoe riding, king of fears, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. Then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody singing, every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on. Talk about memories, yeah, we're gonna make them. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break them. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing, every word to every song to the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. Yeah, we all the same, cause we thinking the same thing. We on the same page, cause we sipping the same drink. Here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing, every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're through, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on, your buzz blowing it up, it's going all night long. When the lights come on.
And the lights have come on a brand spanking new companion to Sound and Nick's Vision. It's Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart. How are you, Tessa?
I'm very well, thank you.
In Lincoln, England, of course, yeah. And in Nashville, Tennessee, it's Camo. How are you, Camo?
Hey, I'm good. How's everything there?
We're good. We're good as well, actually, Camo. We sort of, for a moment, I thought you were getting a little bit quiet, but I think all's well with the world. This is the important thing. We're reaching you via the medium of Skype, so always wondrous in its own way. Tessa, what can we look forward to in this first edition of Sound and Country Vision?
Well, I think we've got a lot lined up. We've got a lot of great artists that we're going to be talking about and discussing, and also the American Country Countdown, I think. Are we looking at the top two artists?
We actually just heard the number one artist there.
We did.
Who is a gentleman called Jason Aldean. Cameron, have you encountered Jason Aldean before? What can you tell us about him?
Jason Aldean kind of burst onto the scene a bunch of years ago. And it was interesting the way he kind of came about. He came to town like a lot of artists do to try and make it big, get a record deal. And he played a lot of showcases, a lot of songwriter rounds. And nothing was happening for him. So him and his band just said, you know what, we're going to go home. And they got an offer to do one last show at the Wild Horse Saloon down on 2nd Avenue. And they thought, what the heck, we'll do it and then we'll go home. They did the show. They got offered a label deal, and it's just been skyrocketing since. Jason Aldean is probably one of the top earners in country music these days.
Tessa, have you heard of Jason Aldean before? Has he crossed your periphery?
He actually has. I'm sure I was listening. I don't want to... Well, I was listening to another
You can
radio.
Mention other stations. After all,
okay?
We'll be shamelessly plugging Nashville Access in a few seconds, so
just go for
it.
So I found a country station called Chris Country. I don't know whether you've heard of it. It is over here in London now. And they, I'm sure they've played his music. I've heard Lights Come On before, so definitely.
But as we head through, as we mentioned Nashville Access, share with us, Camo, what is Nashville Access all about and why is it the ever-growing brand of both audio and visual goodness as far as country music is concerned?
Back in October, I met up with a guy completely by accident, another radio guy here in Nashville. He's worked in a lot of big cities, a lot of radio stations, and I've of course, worked in Canada and the UK. And we just kind of got introduced, and we thought, well, why don't we do a radio show and see what happens with it? So it would have been Thanksgiving weekend here, pardon me, so kind of mid to late November, we had our first show, and we put it out to radio stations, about 18 stations in Mexico, one in London, two country, and we had one in Australia as well. And now we're at 51 stations in 15 countries around the world. It's a weekly one-hour show, and we play – it's chart-driven, so we play a lot of the chart country hits. We have an interview with a major artist every week, and we do some country music news. We have a top three countdown, and we do something called our National Access Super Pick, which is putting the spotlight on an indie artist because there are so many talents out there that just don't get a break. So we're throwing it on kind of artists that are indie or artists that are on the way up. We've featured artists that are on the way up but have a major label deal, but nobody's really heard of them yet. We also feature artists that are indie artists. They don't want a record deal. They don't want any of that. They're quite happy doing what they do. So it's just a great way to introduce new artists to people around the world.
As Sound and Country Vision continues, we'll probably have Camo in different parts of Nashville at different times. We're trying to reach him, or at least we have reached him via Skype today, but it's all very exciting. Tessa, do you think Camo's ready for what we can refer to as the classic Camo treat for this opening piece?
I do. I think he is.
Okay, Camo, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Okay. Well, whilst you're listening to this particular number, your next decision is to determine whether it'll be Brianna Tyson, John Anderson, Morgan Miles, Austin Wallet, Mark Chestnut, Shane Owens, or indeed John Wolfe that we'll hear from next. But first...
Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM. Putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
One day, little girl, the sadness will leave your face as soon as you've won your fight to get justice done. Some days, little girl, you'll wonder what life's about, but others have known battles are won alone, so you look around to find someone who's kind, someone who is fearless like you. The pain of it will ease a bit when you find a man with true grit. One day you will rise, and you won't believe your eyes. You'll wake up and see a world that is fine and free. Though summer seems far away, you'll find the sun one day. Though summer seems far away, but you'll find the sun one day.
Okay, so that was, I've gone all blank.
Glen Campbell.
Glen Campbell, True Grit. And a little birdie told me that that's from your favourite film, Cameron?
Absolutely. John Wayne, Glen Campbell, what a great movie. True Grit is just, it is just a spectacular movie, and I love that song too.
We wanted something special to launch Sound and Country Vision, so I thought, you know, let's work on that. Perfect. Glenn wasn't available, sends his best, but, you know, he work on that, so I'm sure. Tessa, any other little lines? Because that's something which we will be featuring, both country classic, or classic country if you like, and more contemporary country. How did you get into country music yourself, Tessa?
It was more through my mum, really. She's a big country fan, but she's sort of a solo singer herself. She does like clubs, Annie Snart, that's it. And she's really why I've got such a good broad knowledge of so many genres of music. But country particularly is quite big in our household. So I know Glen Campbell through her and many other older artists, from Tammy Wynette to Dolly Parton, so many. And I really appreciate the genre. So,
and that camo is why Tessa Snart was really the only choice when it came to a youthful sound for Lincoln's first community radio station and Sound and Country Vision. What say you, sir?
Excellent. I mean, that's a great base for knowing country music. And it's funny because on Nashville Access, I'm the kind of the traditional guy. I like the old stuff and Alan Jackson and Randy Travis and George Strait, Mark Chestnut, all those guys. And my co-host, Dallas, he's more of the contemporary country guy. So it balances out really nicely. And to have a background in that where you're introduced to a lot of different forms of country, that's very cool.
So, Camo, your choice of the range we actually gave you, Brianna Tyson, John Anderson, Morgan Miles, Austin Wallet, Mark Chestnut, Shane Owens, John Wolfe. We'll probably squeeze a few of them in during the program as it heads through. And if you might be saying, if you're a regular Siren listener, we've heard some of these stuff before. Well, of course, because this is a chance to have a reprise for Camo's 10-minute Live from Nashville slot, approximately every week on the midweek drive, Wednesdays.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with Shane Owens. I think he's a name that could use a nice boost right now.
I'm still wearing Wranglers, boots, and a John Deere hat. My daddy and his daddy and his daddy all dressed like that. You can watch that fashion scene, you'll see the latest thing only last a little while. But country never goes out of style. I drive an old Ford pickup, circa 1969. Away, Mama told me it was mine. I tuned up that engine, rebuilt that old transmission, ain't never touched that radio dial. 'Cause country never goes out of style. But it don't get old. Life's a little smoother down the gravel road. Let the whole world keep on changing, we'll all just be a-hanging outside of town a couple of miles. 'Cause country never goes out of style. I got some black
pile. Old country never goes out of style. It may be old-fashioned, but it don't get old. Life's a little smoother down a gravel road. Let the whole world keep on changing. We'll all just be a-hanging outside of town a couple of miles. Cause country never goes out of style. Oh, country never goes out of style.
You were saying, Tessa, that Shane Owens, from your own research, has had one or two challenges in life, shall we say?
Yeah, some setbacks with his music. So I didn't know, Cameron, whether you knew anything about that and you could tell us more.
Camo, what's the word?
We've interviewed Shane two or three times now, once for National Access, and I know I've done him once for the TV show I do called Young Country. And he's never mentioned anything like that. I know that, you know, it's always a case with artists like him, and they don't tend to mention a lot of things like that, where they get a record deal and the label closes, then they get another record deal and they bring in a new A&R guy and he sweeps clean, so all the acts that have just been signed have been unsigned. So those are the kind of things that happen to a lot of artists here. So if that's the case, he just doesn't mention it because most of them don't.
Yeah, it was on his bio. I looked on the website, but he's never given up. He's carried on.
And not to be confused with the Irish man of the same name.
There's an Irish country singer called Shane Owens.
Camo's never forgiven me for actually doing all the bio for the Irish show. I says, no, where's the rehearsal gone?
I think he's fairly new to the scene, though, the Irish country singer. I think he's quite young.
But no, Shane is a lower Alabama guy, real down to earth. And I really like talking to him. He just makes a great interview. And it was really great. The video for that song, Randy Travis makes a guest appearance in it. And Randy is still recovering from a major stroke he had a few years ago. So for him to have kind of an appearance in the video, it's really cool.
I'll have a watch of that, definitely.
As the program proceeds and we move in, and clearly, Camo, you are the guest of honour on the first show, say it's co-hosting it and all sorts of ways of sound and country vision. But the likelihood is, hopefully, Camo, we'll have some of these artists that will be speaking with Tessa online, so to speak, all being well. Will that be clear with yourself?
Yeah, we can work on some of those for sure.
Oh, that would be great.
So, Tessa, why have you decided to go for Austin Wallet for this next piece of music, which can test Cameron, because again, he's also recommended this in times past?
I just think he's really interesting, especially for his age, and obviously I did a little bit of research into him, and he was actually a professional bull rider before came on the country scene, so I just found him quite an interesting person, to be honest.
He was a very good co-presenter when he did a telephonic link with Midweek Drive. But Camo, what
do you make of young Austin Wallet?
Austin's cool. We've hung out a few times here in town. He went to college in Odessa, Texas, because that's where a lot of the rodeo guys go, and he took rodeo, and tried his hand at bull riding and broke his back a couple times and thought, well, maybe we won't do that anymore. But so he's got into country music, and a lot of artists, well, I wouldn't say a lot, but kind of in the more Western aspect of country music, there are guys that have done very well at rodeo and made it over. Chris Ledoux, he was an all-around cowboy, big winner in National Finals Rodeo for a lot of years. He became a successful country singer. So it happens, and I think Austin Weller is really following in that kind of trend.
Austin's coming up now. After that, we go to the current number 2 in the American Country Countdown chart. But first this.
You're listening to Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart on Siren FM.
Have you ever rolled in hay with a girl in a barn? It's
and it pokes real hard. A tractor ain't sexy, it's a diesel smelling rig, but a muscled up farmer's tan, now that'll do the trick. And don't get me wrong, I love that Nashville sound, but sometimes I get lost. What I wanna hear now is some real country music about the people who live it. It's a deep down in your soul, hard working type of business, raised on King James daddies and your mama's good cooking. Got Chris the Dude rocking, and you know I'm looking for a Friday night good time. Pull out the acoustic, three chords and the truth, real country music. Johnny, Waylon, Merle, Hank, George, and Willie, dropping all these outlaw names. It's getting kind of silly. They're legends for their songs and what they did, stomping out the Opry lights. Living on the edge, I'm sure they're rolling in their graves or feeling violated. Let's quit tossing out their names just to be associated with real country music about the people who live it. It's a deep down in your soul, hard working type of business, raised on King James daddies and your mama's good cooking. Got Grand Ole Opry rocking, and you know I'm looking for a Friday night good time. Pull out the acoustic, three chords and the truth, real country music. You while you're down, you gotta kick it right back. Get up and crank it up loud. I'm talking real country music about the people who live it. It's a deep down in your soul, hard working type of business, raised on King James daddies and your mama's good cooking. Got Dolly and Reba rocking, and you know I'm looking for a Friday night good time. Pull out the acoustic, three chords and the truth, real, real country music about the people who live it. It's a deep down in your soul, hard working type of business, raised on King James daddies and your mama's good cooking. Got Chris the Dude rocking, and you know I'm looking for a Friday night good time. Pull out the acoustic, three chords and the truth, real country music. He stopped loving her today. Wholesome prison and mama tried. Bareback Jack and some strawberry wine. Red dirt music. Rodney Foster and Robert Earl Keane. Casey Donahue, a country music dream. Aaron Anderlin and Casey Musgrave. Sonny Sweeney, jamming all day.
With Camo from Nashville Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing, yeah, they're ringing. Junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery. But he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. You're standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing.
They are, you know. Church Bells, Carrie Underwood on Sound and Country Vision, Volume 1 with Camo in Nashville. Hi, Cameron. And Tessa in Lincoln, England.
Yes, hello.
Yeah. That was the, currently, as we record this in July, I know this is going out first week in August, don't worry, we haven't gone time crazy on this particular moment, it's called a pilot still, it's a pilot. That was currently number 2, which was up for number 3 last week, Church Bells. Are you a Carrie Underwood fan, Camo?
She's an incredible talent. I just wish she'd record a country song now and then. she's gone way over to that more contemporary country sound. But yeah, she's really talented. She's one of the top artists out now. So you can't really help but like her. She's one of those people, but I wish she'd do something a little bit more country.
You'll be saying Taylor Swift isn't country next. Outrageous.
Well, a lot of people, I mean, Taylor has gone completely pop now, mm-hmm. but when she was, you know, more focused on the country market, I used to call her the country music gateway drug, because a lot of young kids would listen to her and think, oh, that's country, okay, and then they'd start getting deeper into country music as they got older and discover more of the country artists. So I dig Taylor. She's cool.
As far as Tessa's concerned, I just sort of looking at some of the other artists that are actually in the band, all of which I'm sure we might, as the shows proceed, begin to look at in more detail. Maren Morris with 80s Mercedes, Brandy Clark, Brett Eldridge, High Valley, Chris Stapleton, Granger Smith, Brothers Osborne. I mean, just share with us, Cameron, the American Country Countdown. How important is it that you make that top 40?
Well, I mean, there are a bunch of different charts out there. The American Country Countdown Top 40 is one of them. Really, it only differs in the top few. Sometimes one will get a number one before another does on another chart, and there's not a whole lot of difference. American Country Countdown is kind of special to me because my first job out of college was working at a radio station operating the American Country Countdown tapes for the station. So Saturday mornings and Sunday nights, I'd be in the radio station just pressing buttons and rolling the tape of the show. For those of you that are listening that don't know what tape is, that was what we used to record on before there was digital. So the ACC has a real special spot for me. And it's hosted now by Kix Brooks, who used to be with Brooks and Dunn. And it's getting into that top 40. There are different kind of plateaus an artist can reach. And all of them are financial, and it all comes from that chart. You know, if you're a touring artist and you break 60 on the top 100 chart, then you start making, you know, as opposed to making $3,000 a night, you make 12 or 15 a night. So when you start getting into that top 40, you start commanding serious money. It gets you onto bigger tours. You know, you may not be big enough to open, but you're certainly, you know, you get noticed by the top touring artists and get put on their slot to open for them.
Cameron, do you think as well, sort of country music, country artists and how they progress and become more famous in the industry, do you think it's also to do with status? For example, isn't Blake Shelton now going out with Gwen Stefani? So obviously that Gwen Stefani is a complete different sort of genre. So then that opens up a new fan base, maybe?
I think that happens. This has always been kind of an argument with country music because country always tends to reach out to the pop world or the rock world and incorporate those kind of musics. You know, there's a lot of country rap stuff and bro country, they call it now, where it's, you know, it's all drum loops and you know, content of the song. The lyrics aren't that great. It's just about, you know, bare feet, tan lines, tailgates, and drinking beer. And I think country always thinks they have to legitimize themselves by aligning them with more pop or rock music. And it's not the case. I think country music stands very well on its own, and it goes through cycles. I mean, when I was breaking into radio back in the early 80s, you know, we were just coming off the urban cowboy thing, and back then that was regarded as very pop country. And then on the tail end of that, you had guys like Randy Travis and George Strait and Reba McEntire all coming out of that, which were very traditional. So right now, I think we're just in a cycle of a really pop-influencing country. More traditional artists are starting to break into the charts now. Mo Pitney, William Michael Morgan, and so it's starting to come back around. But there's two sides to that. My wife, who comes from a pop and R&B background, she likes the more pop influence on country. That's what brought her into country music.
Okay.
So I think there's an argument to be made for each side, but I think what contributes to things is radio in North America. They tend to play all of the same thing. Back in the 90s, you had a pretty good mix of pop and country on radio, on country radio, but now it's like everything's got that recycled 1984 TLC drum loop in it, and they all have the same beats per minute. It's all got the same kind of sound. And I think people would be much more tolerant of the more pop sounds if it was mixed in with traditional stuff.
Okay.
If you have any comments that you'd like to make re-Sound Country Vision, you can actually reach us via info@southsideradio.com. That's info@southsideradio.com. Or indeed studio@sirenonline.co.uk, but try info@southsideradio.com. We might, I think, Tessa, you'll probably be setting up a Facebook site and various other things shortly as well.
Yeah, so I will.
All wonderful things are going to be developed there as Sound and Country Vision develops. So, which artist have we come around to next? I believe it's Brianna Tyson.
It is, yeah.
Definitely. So, why Brianna then, apart from obviously hoping that she's back to peak fitness after her recent automobile incident?
I really like Brianna. I think she's lovely. I think, yeah.
Would you echo that, Camo?
I think.
Yeah, she's a relatively new artist. She's, I saw her showcase at Third and Lindsley, which is one of the big clubs here in Nashville. She put on a really good show. I think she's on her way up. She was involved in a bit of a car wreck, I think 2 or 3 months ago. Her and her record label people were going on a radio tour, which is where you go to visit radio stations and do interviews. And
would have been a lot easier if she'd just done it on the phone with all of them, as they do with Siren. You know, it's important.
Yeah, that was country music. You got to get out and meet the guys at radio. That's the way it works. It's, in fact, when Kid Rock was kind of transitioning to that more country sound, you know, he said, you know, country artists get up early in the morning and go and meet radio stations at 7 o'clock. He's like, I don't do that. So, but yeah,
I'm
Brianna's
coming
really cool.
Down with something, tried everything, but nothing seems to be knocking it out. I feel my fever climbing, the way my pulse is rising makes me think it's sticking around. I need a physical, my symptoms are critical. I can't find a single cure. I've already checked on it, there ain't a medicine. The only thing I know for sure is that I'm when I'm feeling like this. It's the best kind of weather I've ever been under, and I hope I don't get over it. My chills are multiplying. Honestly, I'd be lying. said, I want a remedy. If other girls could get it, there'd be an epidemic. Glad you only gave it to me as I am. Cause now I'm lovesick. Boy, that old bug bit. Who guess what one kiss could do? Once we met lips, oh boy, it spread quick. And now I'm lovesick over you. Guess what one kiss could do?
The message I'm getting, Camo and Tessa, from my admittedly limited experience of country music is you've got such a variety that's actually in there. Mm. The whole notion that often used to be the cliche case of, it's Hawaiian guitars and dog up and died, has kind of gone, really. Anyway, just a thought.
Country music, I've always said, is a very big tent. You know, it tends to take influences from a lot of different sounds and make them their own.
Well, that's part of the richness of life, really. Tessa, obviously, we are based in Lincoln, England, as opposed to Nashville, Tennessee, or Lincoln, Nebraska. And I think Camo also made the point that we do have a fairly thriving British country scene, English country scene, that's working through from that. Yeah. And Camo, it's fair to say we're probably looking to seek out some of those artists as well and feature them during the course of the series.
Yeah, I think you can be really proud of the British country music scene as it's developing now. You know, it's for so long, I think British country music was always, well, at least when I got there, I looked at it and I kind of thought, well, this is where country music was for me growing up in the 70s. And it seems to have evolved in a very short time. You've got great bands over there like Raintown from Scotland. You've got Jess and the Bandits. The Shires are an incredible band. They've got a new record coming out too.
And so, Camo, we need to actually ask you, do you want Boots on a Dance Floor or Whiskey Dreamin' for the next choice here on Sound and Country Vision?
I dig Morgan Miles, but I think I got to go with my buddy John Wolfe.
Wake up, shake it off, coffee strong, and hit the road. We're all racetrack, nothing but fast songs on the radio. It's the skyline changing dirt road, paving, damn sure better lock your door. We're a 40-hour grind, not counting overtime, but Friday night on the back porch. We're boots on a dance floor, birds on a wire, red on a barn door, ring on fire. Cloud in a blue sky, rolling along, all free and easy, just like a song. In a world full of running and chasing down money, yeah, me and you were moving at our own pace, honey, like curves on an old Ford, like boots on a dance floor. About the time the sun's setting, we'll be getting where we want to be. You
got a plan, got your hands in the back pockets of my jeans. We got this full moon setting low, country gold radio coming through the window screen. And when we find our feet, we don't miss a beat. That's the thing about you and me. Our boots on a dance floor, birds on a wire, red on a barn door, ring on fire. Cloud in a blue sky, rolling along, all free and easy, just like a song. In a world full of running and chasing down money, yeah, me and you were moving at our own pace. Honey, like curves on an old Ford, like boots on a dance floor. Dance floor, birds on a wire, red on a barn door, ring on fire. Cloud in a blue sky, rolling along, all free and easy, just like a song. In a world full of running and chasing down money, yeah, me and you were moving at our own pace. Honey, like curves on an old Ford, like boots on a dance floor. You and me were like boots on a dance floor. Yeah, we're like red on a barn door. You and me were like curves on an old Ford. Yeah, we're like boots on a dance floor.
Are you interested in video games? If so, be sure to join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den, your weekly dose of tech and games. Treat yourself to the latest news, interviews, some brilliant music, and much more. After all, it is approved by
me, Duke Nukem,
Kane from Command and Conquer,
Agent 47,
Colonel Roy Campbell,
and more. So join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den every Wednesday, 10 till 12.
On Siren FM 107.3.
Which is, of course, the station you're probably tuned into to listen to Sound and Country Vision, although you can reach us via the podcast as well on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Camo in Nashville and Tessa in Lincoln, England. Camo. You may recall me eulogising about the Monkees and the fact that they've just released a brand spanking new album in June 2015 called Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
Can I offer this to both yourself and Tessa as Mike Nesmith doing a wonderful version of Me and Magdalena? There are two versions actually on the album, but this I think might fit in terms of that notion of, is it country or is it not country? A feature we might introduce into future editions of Sound and Country Vision, is it country or not country?
All right.
Me and Magdalena, we're driving south through Monterey.
life as much as I do in this light she's under. Me and Magdalena, always leaving early and sleeping late. Secluded in the canyon, lost within a turn of fate. But no, everything lost will be recovered when we drift into the arms of the undiscovered.
Tessa Snart, country or not country?
I'm not sure. I suppose it was quite piano driven, but I think if there was a little banjo in the back or... Mm. I'm not sure whether they had... I find country artists have quite a lot of vibrato, and I'm not sure whether that was fully there. Mm. But obviously Cameron is the expert, so he'll tell us.
Camo, country or not country?
No, I would say not. I mean, if you're using banjo to qualify it, Megadeth had a banjo in one of their songs, so...
Are they not a country music band then?
Maybe more guitar driven then.
Okay, maybe I should play the alternate version. Anyway, that's something else we might actually introduce in terms of country or not country. To be or not to be? Well, that's a question. Whiskey Dreaming.
Yeah.
What's it all about then, Cameron?
Morgan Miles, she came to our attention for Nashville Access kind of out of the blue. There's a guy in town that owns a bit, and I can't remember the name of the company, but he's pretty high up, and he found our Facebook page, and he said, you got to check this girl out. So we had a listen, and we thought, you know, we talk about how country music embraces a lot of different sounds, and she brings a really cool sound to country music. She's got her own distinctive style. She's done very well. This is her first record, and you know, it got put on iTunes Country Picks. So she's getting a lot of notoriety, and I think you're going to like this song a lot. This is Morgan Miles.
You can't drink this away.
Okay, Whiskey Dreaming. Camo, we have just realised that we're going to have a vote of sorts on the programme, because we may have some folk who are equally as unconnected with country music as indeed I have been in times past. And what we'll do is we will invite them to actually choose from the range that we'll be playing each month here on Sound and Country Vision, one of their particular favourites. Still to come on the programme today, we've got a little touch of John Anderson and Magic Mama, or possibly the wonderment of Order Miss Me by Mark Chestnut. But Camo, if I was to press you at present, would you say it has to be Glen Campbell, or would you say no, it's Austin Wallet? Would it be Shane Owens? Where would you actually go for your favourite on this first edition of Sound and Country Vision?
Man, that's a tough one. But so far, in what we've been playing so far, I would have to go with Shane Owens. I'm just a huge fan of his, and he's just a nice guy too.
Country never goes out of style. What about yourself, Tess?
Oh gosh, well, Glen Campbell, I think he's out of the question, because he's great. He's sort of like the country legend, so he's top dog anyway. But I'm struggling, because they're all unique in their own way. But I love Morgan Miles. I think she's got beautiful tones to her voice, and I love that the gruffness as well in some of her notes. But I also really like Austin as well, Austin Wallet. So I think them two, if I can pick two.
We will just have to wait and see what actually happens when we start opening up more of the social media. There will be a Facebook site. In fact, it probably will be by the time this show is actually aired.
Yeah.
First Thursday definitely. In August, you'll get a sort of chance to actually catch that up. And you can listen to the whole show in its entirety, because we've sorted out various deals, etc. We'll be putting it up as a podcast as well. So if you're worried about, oh, I missed it when it's live, it's okay. It's the 21st century.
It's a backup.
Exactly. Some of these might be a little bit more compressed in terms of, like, but I think all will be work well. John Anderson, not to be confused with John and Vangelis, of course. But Magic Mama is up next. Again, another one of your ace selections, Camo, on a weekly basis from Nashville Access on the Midweek Drive. Anything to say about John Anderson and Magic Mama?
John Anderson is he's probably one of the current crop of elder statesmen of country music. He burst on the scene back in the 80s. He's from a place called Apopka, Florida. And if you've ever heard of the Bellamy brothers, they used to babysit him. And
was that with Quiver or without Quiver? Was that if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me, or would you give me a lawsuit? What which one are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking babysitting, so that's probably not a good question.
Yeah, I would have thought so, yeah. Sensitive decision, Tess.
Is it true that he got into country music through Merle Haggard?
Yeah,
is that right?
Merle Haggard had a lot of influence, and this particular song was kind of given to him by Merle Haggard. Merle said, "Hey, I've been writing a song, and the more Merle died just recently, but this was about 3 years ago. Merle was in the hospital because he had a lot of bouts with pneumonia, and he said to John Anderson, 'I've been writing a song, but the more I write it, the more it sounds like it's your song.' So as soon as he was done, he handed John Anderson a scrap of paper and he said, 'Here you go.' And that's this song, Magic Mama.
Come out, it's closing the first ever edition of Sound and Country Vision. That's it, it's
already
a wrap. We're out of here. But we haven't got a slogan. I mean, Tessa, have you got a slogan to wrap up? I mean, we have Inspired on Air has Be Inspired. Sound and Nick's Vision has Keep Music Live. You know, we need one for Sound and Country Vision. Any thoughts, Camo?
I would say that Shane Owens' title of the song is a great slogan for the show.
Country never goes out of fashion.
I think that's
brilliant.
That's it,
then.
I like that.
A one, two, three. Country never goes out of fashion.
Magic Mama from Malibu. She had a swinging backyard with an ocean view. She had a little pussy cat and a bulldog too. Magic Mama from Malibu. They gave me a transfer, sent me out west. I got all puffed up and bought a brand new vest. I met a new lady running along the beach. What I didn't know, she was willing to teach. Well, she took me home on our first date. I said, I'm a slow man,
She said, I'm willing to wait, but she got in a hurry when I started to leave. Pulled a little 38 right out of her sleeve. Magic Mama from Malibu. She had a swanging backyard with an ocean view. She had a little pussy cat and a bulldog too.
With Cameron from Nashville Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.